Welcome back to As It Is. I'm Kelly Jean Kelly. Today we are talking about the future. More specifically, about the future of cars and driving. VOA reporter Mike Sullivan visited the Los Angeles Auto Show in California. He says that technology is transforming cars. For instance, the costly car company BMW is now selling electric vehicles. The electric i3 model is made with lightweight carbon fiber. It also has the latest electronics to make driving safer. The i3 includes a camera that lets the driver see the area behind the car. The camera also helps drivers with parking and changing lanes. The electronic system can also prevent drivers from crashing their car. Teresa Moriarty works for BMW. She drove reporter Mike Sullivan through Los Angeles. She says using the brakes to stop or slow down helps add power to the battery.
Anytime you're not accelerating, the regenerative braking kicks on and the car will slow, adding some energy back to your battery.
Bluetooth is connecting.
The company General Motors, or GM, has built a Cadillac model that uses both gasoline and electricity. Stuart Fowle works for GM. He says the system lets drivers start the car when they are away from it. It also lets them see what is happening with the car from anywhere in the world.
Smartphone app we have allows you to check your tire pressures, check your oil level, or your oil life. It allows you to check your fuel level, how much range you have on that tank of fuel.
Owners of large groups of cars or trucks, called fleets, use technology to stay in contact with their vehicles. Joshua Turner works at Sprint Velocity, which helps create those connections.
If, for instance, a fleet vehicle were to experience a flat tire, the system in vehicle would be able to transmit that to the appropriate repair technician and then also alert the fleet management when that vehicle was able to come back online.
Cars can already tell drivers where they can get fuel, as well as the cost of the fuel. David Jumpo works for Arbiquity. His company sells online vehicle services in 50 countries. Mr. Jumpa says cars will soon be able to share information with each other.
Information that there's ice on the road ahead, right? Based on the information the previous car, just passed up.
Cars cannot yet talk to each other. But Mr. Jumpa says they will be able to in the future as they become even more connected. And speaking of the future, we look toward 2014 this week. Avi Arditi and Roseanne Skirbel talk to English teacher Lita Baker about five things people who want to improve their English can do in the new year.
My first resolution that I would recommend people make is to spend a certain amount of time listening to English, and it can be 5 minutes a day, or it can be 10 minutes a week, or it can be whatever suits a person's work schedule, life schedule, or whatever, but it's really important to set goals and to stick to them. And it would be very helpful if people had internet access to do this, because what I'm going to recommend is listening to sites that have scripts included.
What do you do if you don't have access to a computer? How can you listen better?
Well, almost everyone all over the world has access to pop music. And one of my resolutions would be to spend time listening to English music. The advantage of listening to music is that it's a really wonderful way to work on your pronunciation because, you know, you get a feeling for the stress and the rhythm of the language when you're singing. And also, music is full of idioms. So it's a terrific way to learn colloquial vocabulary and to work on your pronunciation. And a third advantage of listening to music is that it's really easy to remember. So for people who have access only to a radio, even they can do something to improve their English just by listening to pop music. And I might add, if you do have access to the internet, there are lots of internet sites that will give you the lyrics to pop songs. Do a search, type music or songs plus lyrics, and you'll find sites where you can type in the name of the song and it will give you the lyrics to the song.
So spend a little bit more time listening, or have a goal for listening. Listen to English music. What else?
Something I always tell my students, and they're very surprised when I tell them this, is read children's books.
That makes sense, though.
Yeah. Why
few
do you
words,
say that?
Well, few words.
It's simpler,
direct,
right?
Simple. Lots of pictures. That puts
there
it in a
go.
Context.
There you go. And the other thing is that you can find children's books at all levels. If you are a total beginner in English, you know, you start with books that have just a few words on the page and lots of pictures, and you can work your way up to books that have, relatively speaking, more text and fewer illustrations. But again, children's books are very motivating. To this day, I enjoy reading the books I read to my daughter when she was a little girl.
So now we've got the listening to the radio, listening to music, going online looking for scripts of programs to go with the audio, reading children's books. What's your next resolution?
Learn a new word every day. And if you don't have time to do it every day, do it every other day. Again, pick a realistic goal. Choose your word, look up the meaning, but then don't stop there. Look at the examples in the dictionary for how the word is used. You know, is it used as a noun? Is it a verb? Is it used to talk about people? If it's an adjective, does it have a positive meaning or a negative meaning? So look for what's called the connotation of the word. And then when you're sitting in your car or you're walking, you know, to the bus stop or sitting on the bus, practice. Put the word into your own sentences. Think of ways that you could use that word. And so now we come to our very last resolution, which in a way is the most difficult one, because my last resolution would be, even if it's only very occasionally, talk to native speakers every chance you get.
As it is. I'm Kelly Jean Kelly. Thanks for listening. If you would like to reach us, send an email to learningenglish@voanews.com or go to our website at learningenglish.voanews.com and click on Contact Us. We leave you with Spike Jones and his City Slickers singing an old song called Happy New Year.
Hey, Doodles Weaver, how about Professor Beetlebaum?
On the radio this year I hope to score with some funny jokes you've never heard before. I resolve not to tell a corny joke. Hello, what's that? The church burned down. Holy smoke. This is my year through revelation.
Hey, Spike!
Spike, how about Spike?
In this coming year I'm gonna be discreet. Have the slickers playing music soft and sweet. I resolve to treat Tchaikovsky tenderly and set his second movement off with TNT.